Hello.
Hi, my name is Oscar, and we are calling from National Opinion Service, and we are conducting an opinion survey today, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Am I speaking with Ms. Boatswain?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are there chances? Definitely. Thank you. May I ask your age?
53.
Thank you. And can you please rate your level of motivation voting in this year for presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote?
10.
Thank you. And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
The same, okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Somewhat. I still
Somewhat
think
approved.
He could do a better job.
Okay, cool. Thank you. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Let's see. Dissatisfied.
Okay. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Now, thinking about issues facing the country, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select the up to two of the following: protecting abortion rights, reducing crime, passing common sense gun reform to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, lowering cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and rising wages.
You stop there. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs and abortion rights.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may also use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or you never heard of that person, just let me know. The first one, Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott?
Tim Scott, yes.
50.
Thank you. Democrats in Congress?
65.
Jill Stein?
Don't know who she is.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
About 65.
Republicans in Congress?
25.
Joe Biden?
65.
Donald Trump?
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
90.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and an Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please let me know. Kennedy, okay. And did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
Yes.
Yes, we can say yes, some or a lot?
Most of it, 90% of it.
Okay, thank you. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
About the same.
About the same.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you see or heard that make you about the same to support Joe Biden for president?
That he basically defended himself on a lot of the issues that former President Trump tried to break him down from.
Okay.
I like how he defended himself on those, on a lot of the issues, and debunked some of the lies that President Trump was telling.
Some of the lies. Okay, thank you.
I felt like they could have both handled the questions that were at hand maybe a little bit better, but I think between the two, Biden actually tried to answer the questions, and whereas President Trump, former President Trump, deflected most of his questions back to areas where he thought he was strong in, which was not helpful in pleading his case to become president again.
Okay, thank you. I'm just taking note of it.
It was more like two old men bickering to me.
Okay, cool. Okay, I got it. Thank you. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
Oh, no, I will never support him.
Okay, thank you.
I don't care if Donald Duck was running for president. I wouldn't support him.
Okay. And what do you see or
I hope
heard
you wrote
that
make... down. You can write that down.
Okay, never vote or support him. Now, I would like to read you some what some others have said that they believe are threats to the African American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to African American community right now? You may choose two of the followings: rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, a stagnant wage and rising cost, a lack of grading economy opportunity and jobs in your community, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, Donald Trump getting elected president again, or the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
The rise in
of the
white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump being elected president again, because I think he supports the white supremacists.
Okay, thank you.
He doesn't denounce them, and he calls them very good people. Like
okay.
The ones that stormed the Capitol on the 6th of January, called them good people. And he didn't denounce what they did, even though what they did in any other country would be a coup d'etat. And it was against our country. It wasn't just against what they felt. That's not how you, if it were a bunch of black people rioting, it would have been a whole bunch of people murdered and killed as far as black people that were rioting.
Okay, I'm just taking notes.
Black people would never be able to get away with what all those people did. and he wants to pardon them, and he didn't have anything to say against that on January when on during the debate. He deflected around that. He didn't say what they did was outright treason. That was treasonous act when they stormed that Capitol.
Okay, I just noted. Thank you for that information. Now, on the next question, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. The first issue, rising crime and violence, whom do you think will be better, Biden or Trump, dealing with that issue? Biden. We can say much better or somewhat better.
Much better, because Kamala Harris has been dealing with the issue of crime before she became elected. So her being his backbone in this whole situation, I have confidence that they can help with the rising crime. I think Trump would actually just lock up all the black people and say all the white people were good, wholesome citizens. So I have no confidence whatsoever in Donald Trump trying to stop crime.
And growing the U.S. economy? Sorry?
Either one.
We can say like a mix, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. And the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
Oh, Donald Trump is all about that one.
Which of them is going to be better dealing at that issue, at the rise of white supremacy?
Biden. Biden, for sure.
Okay.
Because he doesn't promote it.
Okay. And tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs?
We're going to say Biden, because Donald Trump declared bankruptcy how many times? Okay. Next question.
Okay. Fixing the immigration system?
Biden, because Donald Trump separates them and puts them in cages? Yeah, that doesn't sound better. You sound Hispanic. You should have a feeling about that one yourself. But next question.
Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
Biden.
Okay. Much better, or are we going to say somewhat better?
Much better.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel war make you more or less favorable towards him?
I really, to be honest with you, don't truly understand the whole war over there. Do I think Trump would have handled it better? Nah.
So,
not really. I'll have to say that Biden's handling it better than I think Trump would have. I don't think either one of them's handling it great, but I think Biden's handling it better than Trump would have.
Okay, so we can say somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or you don't know?
Yes, more favorable.
More favorable, okay. Just a couple of questions more, and we've finished with the survey. I appreciate your patience a lot. Now, next one. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an illegal affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I highly agree with it.
Okay, thank you. And since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree with that statement. That's literally a slap in the face to black people. Why? Because a lot of us have been incarcerated and have felonies on our record. Well, if that's the case, let us run for president too. But I bet you we wouldn't get past the first ballot because why? We're black.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not often? Or not at all often?
Very often. That's basically how I get my news.
Okay, thank you. And from which of the following...
CNN, if that's what you call it, social media.
Okay, and from the following, which social media sites do you receive the most information? TikTok, Twitter, or X now, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or other?
See, Facebook, because I'm connected to the CNN on Facebook.
And picking another one?
X.
Okay, thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Every week. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Not many.
Not many, okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. Where one or more of your grandparents...
Urban, suburban.
Urban, suburban. Okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. Actually, that was the last question of the survey. I really appreciate your collaboration.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Hope you have a nice evening. Take care.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Goodbye.